The book of Numbers, chapter 15. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And as we come to Numbers, chapter 15, I just want to tell you that chapters 15 through 25 are chapters of wandering and chapters of waste. And there's a lesson for us in this, and it's that anytime we rebel against God, we waste the precious time that God has given us. And we're not given much detail concerning those 40 years of wandering, but we do know that Israel's rebellion continued throughout those 40 years. They didn't circumcise their children, for one thing, and they worshipped idols as well, according to Amos chapter 5, verse 26. So they certainly did not learn their lesson in the midst of their punishment. Chapter 15, verse 1, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you become into the land of your inhabitations, which I give to you." Now, let's just stop there for a second. After 40 years, the new generation of Israelites will enter the land. And God is giving instructions to the nation as to what they should do once they get there. Verse 3. "And will make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a free will offering, or in your solemn feast, to make a sweet savor to the Lord of the herd or of the flock. Then shall he that offers his offering to the Lord bring a meat offering or a grain offering of a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil." Verse 5, "And the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall you prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram you shall prepare for a meat offering 2/10 deals," and that would be 2/10 portions of flour mingled with the third part of a hin of oil. "And for a drink offering, you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine for a sweet savor to the Lord. And when you prepare a bullock for a burnt offering or for a sacrifice in performing a vow or peace offerings to the Lord, then shall he bring with a bullock a meat offering of 3/10 deals of flour mingled with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring for a drink offering half a hin of wine for an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to the Lord. Thus shall it be done for one bullock or for one ram or for a lamb or a kid. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to every one according to their number. All that are born in the country shall do these things after this manner, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to the Lord, as you do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourns with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. And then verse 16, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourns with you. So the people were living under the judgment of God for these 40 years. But evidently God figured that they still needed to be reminded that they were his children in spite of that, or his people, I should say. They needed a reminder that the law concerning offerings was still in effect. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 1 through 7 dealt with sacrifices for sin and guilt, and the sacrifices here relate to those which were offered voluntarily, and they were to be expressions of the people's heart devotion to God. And so he reminds these people who were living under the judgment of God that they were still his people, and therefore those offerings given back in the book of Leviticus still applied. 17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. Verse 20. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering, as you do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord a heave offering in your generations. When the people began to enjoy the produce of Palestine, the promised land, they were to not forget God. They were to make a cake from the first cuttings of the grain, and they were to offer it to God as a symbol of devotion and appreciation to Him. Verse 22, and if you have erred and not observed all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, even all that the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses from the day that the Lord commanded Moses and hereafter among your generations. Verse 24, then it shall be, if it be committed by ignorance, notice that, ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor to the Lord, with his meal offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. And these verses speak of the sin offering. If someone broke God's command unintentionally, underline that, they could make an atonement with a sin offering. Now, in Leviticus chapter 4, verses 13 through 21, that also deals with the sin offering. But the regulations of the sin offering here are regarding sins of omission, good things that should have been done but were not done. The regulations in Leviticus are regarding sins of commission, bad things that were done. Verse 30. But the soul that does anything presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment. That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And this is a very sobering passage. We don't hear much about this aspect of God today. But understand this, God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And anyone who deliberately sinned in those days was in trouble. No offering, no sacrifice was available. Cut off meant excommunication and death. And it's the same today with the sin of rejecting Christ. If you intentionally reject the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no plan B. There is no hope unless you repent of that sin. Verse 32. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day, breaking the law right after God gave it. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. And they put him in ward, they put him in custody, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. And there you have it. It seems, may seem, a little severe to some of you that God would call for the death penalty simply because he broke the Sabbath law. But just wait a second. God has just spelled out the rules for defiant, willful sin in verses 30 and 31. And this is an illustration of what people can expect if they have contempt for the law of God. Verse 37. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and bid them that they make their fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Now, he mentions these blue cords. And these blue cords were to be reminders to the Jews, to the Israelites, that they had a blood covenant with God. They were a reminder that the commandments were not optional. Some believers today have a wrong idea about the commandments, the moral law of God. They're not kept in order to be saved. Now, I would never teach that, and the Bible doesn't teach that, but they are not optional either. It is a very serious thing to break the commandments of God, especially if one does it willfully. That has not changed.